We learned that a get can be written on Isuri Anoa, and it's kosher, despite the fact that the item the get is written on, the paper that the get is written on is Isuri Anoa. So we discussed last week the Tzais's problem and how you could do a Nesina, a Hakna, how you could be Makni Isuri Anoa. And so I said that from here to Raya that a get doesn't need hakna, all it needs is a mice and a sina. And with that we seem to have solved the issue of Yisuri Hano, at least if you accept the chiddush of Tzais, that a get only needs a mice and a sina, so we had no problem with the hakna. L'chaira, we have a new problem. And that is, we have this yisaid that every shtar kinyan has to belong to the Baal HaShtar. Every shtar kinyan, whether it's a get or a kedushin or a shtar kinyan mamin, has to be the property of the person who's giving the get. It has to be his. And we haven't old yisaid yet from all the mistakes that we learned. We talked about a lot of psachim. That Isuri Hanoah, in Pashas, is not Shaykh Bibles on Isuri Hanoah. Isuri Hanoah has no value. You can't really own it. You can't own Isuri Hanoah, so then there's a problem, Nahi, that it's enough to do a Nesina. But L'chayr, it has to be the paper, the shtar, the Maisa Kinyan has to be with the shtar of the husbands. And if it's written on Isuri Hanoah, it's not the husband's shtar. So Vaita, we have a problem with the shtar and Isuri Hana.
This is the kasha.
Maybe you only have to own something that's possible to own. Maybe you only have to own something that is possible to own.
Or
something that's not possible to own. It's hard to know. It's hard to know. Pashtus is part of the Maisa Kenyan of Kenyan Shtar. Is that a person gives his own thing. Pashas Padar Maisa Kenyan. We had, early in the year, we talked about the two ways of Shlichus. Right? The Shliach is the Yodei Arichta of the Mishalayach. Or not, the Arsameach Nafkamina was who has to own the paper of the Shtar. The paper Shtar to belong to the Shliach, belong to the person. It'll belong to the person who's sending it. It seemed that it's Padar Maisa Kenyan that it's necessary.
Once you
anyway.
Once you ask the get on that,
but only Isuri Hanoah, even if you take a cake on Pesach, you go into the marketplace, there may be people willing to pay for it. The Torah is kaveh that it has no value, because Isuri Hanoah, by definition, the Torah is kaveh that it has no value, even though somebody will go and buy it. So here it would seem that the Beis HaLevi in Simen Memches, his Yisoid in Bibles of Isuri Hanoah would seem to be helpful here. What the Beis HaLevi does in this piece is he goes through all, I shouldn't say all, but he goes through the Iker Sugis HaShas on this topic and tries to be Miyashiv everything together. He brings four Sugis, four Gemaras that have the Mashmois for this Yisoid. That Isuri Hanoah, you can't have Bibles. Who says? Maybe you could only Isuri Hanoah. So he brings four sugis in Shas that have a mashmois that Isuri Hanoah cannot be owned. One is the one I mention to you all the time, that Shnei Devarim Einem Bershusay Shal Adam V'asan Akasav Kilo Hei Bershusay Chametz BePesach and Bar Bershusay Rabim. The Chametz BePesach is considered to be Einem Bershusay Shal Adam. So a person can say, what do you mean? I don't own the Chametz. I went out of Pesach into a store and I paid for it and I did a good kinyan. What does it mean I don't own the Pesach? What does it mean I don't own the chametz on Pesach? Why? So it's mashma that by becoming Isuri Hanoah there's a hafka of the Shem Bailus. That the fact that it became Isuri Hanoah makes the Bible moist Bible. That's what it seems from this Gemara. The second Gemara he brings is a sugya in Nedarim, that if a person says he has truma and he makes a neder that no kain is going to have anoah from his truma, from his peiris. So we take bal korchei, we take it away from him, bal korchei. By what right do we take it away from him, bal korchei? Well, my sense is, so the Ran says that if a person has truma and he made a neder, he's not going to be mahana kayin. So that truma blives like hefker, because that truma now does not shayach. It's not shayach for any hanah from it. The only hanah Yisrael could have from it is to give it to a kayin. And if he made a no, then no kohen is going to have a no from it. So it's not shayach. It's not shayach a no. It's not shayach a no. You can take it from him. And the Ran goes further. The Ran says, b'shem de Rajba, that if a priest says, as a klal, that if a man says, I asa all my property on me, or lav dafka all my property, a person says, I asa something I own that I won't have any a no from it, anybody who wants can come and take it. Because if you own something and you make a net that you're not going to have enough from it, pashtus, the pshat is that there's no bailus anymore. If you can't have enough from something, then what do you own? Ownership is a possibility of net. Could be matter than that. Okay, a good question. What? So it'll be lamafreya, perhaps. Right, the question is a good question, but it doesn't take away from the aside. The question maybe should be able to be matter then, so maybe it's only where there's no Pesach to be matter. But the aside we see, right? But he didn't say Hefker, right? He said, kind of Mechasei Alai.
But by saying that they have enough
from it, it's basically the same with Hefker. But so, if there would be a Pesach, Lechai, it would be Shaykh at Tataras and Dharam on it. Since he's doing it in this method,
Shaykh.
Well, that's his question. So not fully mafker, but Lamaisa in Ran state that it is hefker. However, he answered the question of Hataras Ladarim. In Ran it says it's hefker. Ran doesn't say the word hefker. Ran says that anybody who wants to come and take it sounds like it's hefker. So the it's a vaita, it's a raya. It's a mashmoy, it's a gemara, but it's a klara. Ran b'shem a rajba said if a person has nechasim that he asks his bahanah, that he has no balance on it. What about if he could be mitmish to his children? You mean?
No, when he dies, the children don't get the
It's a good question. The way we're learning now, and this will be telling the Beis HaLevi, the way we're learning now, the pashtus around, they can't yashin it. Once his balance is mufka, so then nobody can yashin it. It'll be different according to the maskon of the Beis HaLevi. The third Gemara is the Gemara in Bava Kama. The Gemara there is talking about Dalad Behei. As you all know, if you steal a behemoth and you shecht it, you chayiv Dalad Behei for Tvicha Mechira. That's only if you shecht it or Kashra Shechita. If somebody kills the behemoth or you shecht it in a way that's possible, so then there's no Dalad Behei. So the Gemara says that if someone shechts a behemoth, Lavay Dezara, he steals a behemoth, and he shechts it Lavay Dezara, he's not Chayiv Dalavim. Why? So the Gemara says, B'tchila Shechita, it becomes Asabana. A Shechita is, you cut through right of the two simanim of the neck. So T'chila Shechita, when you start the Shechita, it becomes Asabana, because anything you do L'shem Avay Dezara Asas, doesn't have to be a whole Shechita. So T'chila Shechita makes it Yisrayana. So it comes out that the Seif Shechita already is not doing anything. It's not a Shechita Didei. And the way the Beis HaLevi understands, the Pshat is, that by Seif Shechita, the Mais is a Mais Shechita, but by Seif Shechita, it's Lav Didei. Because since it becomes Yisuri HaNov, Avay Dezara, B'tchila Shechita. So the Mais, it becomes Yisuri HaNov. So it's Lav Didei Kashachit. He's not shechting his own animal anymore. Because Petchila Shechita already becomes Yisuri Anah. And therefore, even though he's doing a Maisa Shechita, and the stomach, even this in the Vela comes off. Shechita is a good Shechita, take off this in the Vela. But Afal Pikein, since it's Yisuri Anah, the Seif Shechita is not Lav Didei Kashachit. And Vaita, we have a third Makar that that once it becomes avodah zarah, lavdi day, it's not his. Lavdi day kashar. Lev shchita is not on his behavior. And the fourth gemara is the gemara by Shur HaNiskal. As you know, if two eidim say eidus that a behema killed a person, the shar becomes a shar HaNiskal, as the paskins that was cyclist as shar, and the carcass of the shar is also bahana. Shar HaNiskal is one of these suriana. So if you have a shar HaNiskal, and Bez Din Paskin is a Shara Niska, and Huz Mu'edav, and afterwards the Eidim become Muzam, which means that the Psak now is going to be Batal. If the Shar is in Rishus Rabim, so Kol HaKaidim Zabai Zaycha. The Gemara says, anybody can grab this Shar. Why? Because the Shar, a minute ago, the owner thought it was Yisuri Anah. It was Yisuri Anah. Bez Din Paskin is Chayav Skila. Even though Bez Din Paskin Rafitos Lamaisa, that was the Psak Bez. So at that moment, it was still Yisuri Anah. Now that we're taking the Yisuri Anah and making it Mutabahanah, it needs a new Kenyan in order for there to be Ba'alamonic. Because before it was Asabahanah. So once it was Yisuri Anah, there's of course Ba'alus. Anybody could come and grab the Shara Niskal. So we see that Chol Zaman had a Din Shara Niskal before the Eidim or Muzan. It was Hefker. Because Kol HaKaidim Zaycha Bay. So it's interesting, even though it was a mistake, so Chol was never Asavana, but even though it was a mistake, when Bez Din Paskin did the Shara Niskal, the Psak was a Psak. It was Taka Asavana. You tell me, what happens if someone then was over on having an is he ever an Aveira? No, not the is ever an Aveira.
Why
does the automatic get it back and say the whole thing was betos? Like the Beis HaLevi is going to answer that also. Beis HaLevi's Mahaloch will answer that question as well. Anyway, these are the Beis HaLevi right away in the beginning of the piece. Yishtel Zavek, there are four sugis and shas that are mashma. Yisuri Anah causes Avkos Bailus, that there's no ownership, this Yisai, which we know, we always call it the Rajma's Yisai, that Yisuri Anah you can't own. This Yisai, he says, there are four Gemaras and Shas. The Beis HaLevi is troubled, he doesn't bring our Sugi at all, but he's troubled by other places where there's a Mashmois, that there is Bailus on Yisuri Anah, and the whole shtickle is to try to resolve the these four mashmoyos in that there's no Bailus on Yisuri Anah, the Yisuri Anah Hefker, and the other places where it's mashma there are. He begins with a Magen Avraham in Hilchus Lulav. Beginning of the Tshuva begins with the Magen Avraham brings, as you know, the Arba Minim have to be Lachem. If you learn Gemara Masech Nesukah with Rashi and Tosfos, you know it only has to be Lachem. Lachem is only the first day of Sukkot. Chutzlar is 2 days, maybe. But Chol HaMoed, the rest of the days of Sukkot, there's no Lachem. Because Lulav is Deraisa only the first day, the other days is Derabbanan, there's no Lachem. The Rambam Shita is not that way. The Rambam Shita is that you need Lachem kol Shiva. That the Lulav has to be yours, but din Lachem, all 7 days of Sukkot. Frekt, the Magen Avraham, Akash. Gemara says, Masech Tesukah. Gemara says that if you have a lulav shel Ashera, if you have a lulav of an Ashera tree, you can't take it on Sukkot. Why not? Why can't you take it? Ketuse Mech Teshure. You had the concept, the Gemara says, because Ketuse Mech Teshure. Because the shear is as if it's what? The tumalchim. It's as if it's burnt down, the trunk, or it's as if it's chopped into pieces, right? We have the tumalchim, the ketusim after shear. So the Gemara says you can't use the lulav shel Asherah because ketusim after shear. So the kasha is, then why do you need ketusim after shear if you're going to say Yisurei Hanah? There's no bailus. So it's a sort of lochem. It's not lochem. Well, see, he says that Tosis really is the kasha. Tosis in the Gemara asks, Lulasha Asherah, typically it's not lochem. And Tosis asks, no. Tosis Lushitasi says, no, lochem is the first day of Sukkot. And then it's taka because it's missing lochem. But the other days of Sukkot, it's out ketusim after shura. You don't need lochem, it's out ketusim after shura. But like the Rambam, that there's a din of lochem every single day. So why do I need a din of ketusim after shura for? Why do I have to tell me that a lulav shal shura is no good because ketusim after shura? What do you mean? You need lochem. You need lochem, and it's ksarin in lochem. Because it's yisuri ano. Both reasons are true.
Yeah, this reason
is
much more.
Why is this an issue? Is the Tusim after Shura a better reason than Lachem?
Lachem is going to have something after yours, but here you don't have
it. I'd rather say Psul in the Chayfitz than to say Psul in the ownership. That's a good question. Why? You're asking really on Tosis. Tosis says, typically Lachem. Why is Lachem a better reason?
Pasuk.
Lachem is a pasuk.
Yeah, but the pasuk is talking about something. It's not just that you
have to take it.
It's
not about the pasuk. You have to have
it.
You
have
to take it.
It's bigger.
It's bigger. It's bigger. It's bigger. It's bigger. It's bigger. It's bigger. It's bigger. It's
bigger. It's bigger.
The concept of Ketusim et Teshuva. Yeah. No, but he's saying, why is Ketusim et a better reason than Lachem? Tosis says, let's say Lachem. Tosis has to be some reason that Lachem is a better reason. Why is Lachem any better than? It could be he means because the Mishnah says Hagazel, and then, which we already said because of Lachem. Then when it gets to Shal HaShayra, it gives a new reason. Why give a new reason? If you have the reason the Gemara already mentioned, maybe that's it. At any rate, the Magen Avraham answers, he says, no, there's no chesaron of lochem. Lulav shel asheira could be lochem. He says, by an esrig shel asheira, Itaka says, there's a din by esrig, which is unique to esrig, not to lulav. The esrig has to be roi lachila. Has to be edible. Doesn't mean edible physically, it has to be api din roi lachila. So by an esrig is taka problem. But a lulav, it's lachem, so why did it show there any dachas? It could still be yours. So this is a problem. The Magen Avraham says, b'feirish, that Yisurei Hano could be lachem. That's a stira to the whole yisaid of Yisurei Hano can't be lachem. As a matter of fact, that's really the way the tshuva begins. The Beis Halevi begins with this Magen Avraham. And he says that this Magen Avraham is shver, we have our old yisaid. That Yisurei Hano can't be lochem. How can the Magen Avraham come and say for a pashtus that Yisurei Hano could be lochem? It seems to be misnagged to our yisaid. And in the Mahal, in the Tshuva, he brings at least two other sugyas that are mashma fakert. One is a Taisus and Kiddushin after the Vavam days. Tosis says when you mekadesh an isha with Yisurei Hano with Orla, Mishnah says mekadesh isha with Orla is not a kedusha. The Tosis asks, let it be a kedusha because in our Torah you're allowed to have Hano from Yisurei Hano as long as you have the Hano in an abnormal way. Shaloi kederach Hanasam. The Yisurei Hano is only kederach Hanasam. If somebody has anah in a strange way from something, so that the Torah doesn't ask it, it's just a drabbanim, shalai kederach anah. So Tosis says, in a Torah, it should be a good kedushin, because the shayach, you can find a chetimsa to have anah. So, frak to beis ha-lady, 1 minute. Yisurei anah is not yours, there's no ownership on Yisurei anah. There's no ownership on Yisurei anah. So, how could it be a good kedushin? It's not his, it's not ours. So we have now a second mashmois. Ba'isuri Ana. And there's a third, he brings some Hasugi and Erevin. The Gemara says, the way Rashi touches the Gemara says that if a man asses a chafetz on him, the Torah's Isser Hanah, he asses food on himself, Al-Tzisser Hanah, he cannot use it for an Erev Tchumen. Not for Erev Chatzeris, not Erev Tchumen. If you have food and you ask that on yourself, Bahanah, you can't use it for an Erev. Tosfos has a kasha. The halacha is that you can only make Erev Tchumen for Tzarchei Mitzvah. You can't make Erev Tchumen just because you want to go for a walk, you make Erev Tchumen. You're only allowed to make an Erev Tchumen on Shabbos, an Erev Shabbos for Shabbos, only for Tzarchei Mitzvah, although we're very lenient in the level of Tzarchei Mitzvah. Ayinik Shabbos is considered good, or to visit a Rebbe is considered good, to visit a parent is good, but it has to be Tzarchei Mitzvah. Frech Tosfos, Mitzvah Slav Lahanes Nidno. So why can't you make Erev Tchumen with Yisuri Ano? What's the problem? You have to get from the challah, or from whatever it is. Erev Tchumen doesn't have to be challah, any food. So you have a food, you ask Erev Tchumen, so why can't I make an Erev Tchumen with it? So to Beis Halevi, 1 minute. Erev Tchumen also has to be yours. Erev Tchumen has to belong to you. Now it doesn't have to belong to you, the one who's walking. It has to belong to you, the one who's putting the Erev Tchumen. Right, in camp, they put Erev Tchumen for other people, for everybody. So, person is not his food. But it has to be the food of the one who's placing it. The one who's placing the Erev Tchumen, it has to be his. Beis Halevi doesn't explain why it has to be his. There's Mechiah from a Gemara that it has to be his. So, Vaitiz is El Bekasha. Why does Tosfos say they should be able to make Erev Tchumen with Yisuri Anot by yours? So we have these three Mashmoisin, one from Erev Tchumen, one from Lulav Shal HaSheira, and one from Tosfos and Kiddushin, that Yisuri Anot are yours. So there's a problem here, there's a conflict between the four Sugis HaShas, which are Masma Yisuri Anot as Nashayach Bibles, and that's, I think, a better known klal. And these three sugyas that are Magen Avraham and two Taisis that are mashma that the fact carries. He said the Gedarim of Lechem Ba'Esrei got different because he based it on a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Lulav HaGadol that says the Esrei has to be Roy L'Achila, has to be Bar Achila. It's actually two Lashonis in the Gemara. But he's going with the Lashon, it has to be a Barachila. So he's saying that there's a psul by Esrig of being Lav Barachila. How that ties into Lechem is a good question. It seems to be a separate psul. But at any rate, he says by Esrig, you don't need to see after Shurei because you have the other point that it's not a Barachila. If it would be just Yisuri Achila, not Yisuri Anah, it would be the same thing. But by Lulav Shal HaSheir, there's no such thing of Roy Barachila. So by lulav, what do you need to sing after shira for? Why do you need to sing after shira? Take play lachem. That's why he has the cash. According to the Rambam, the psul lachem applies all the days. No, what the Magen Avraham is teretz. Magen Avraham is teretz says that it is lachem. The shal shira is lachem. No, he's saying Shal Shera is Lachem. It's Shaykh, that's the whole problem. But the Magen Avraham says it's Shaykh Lachem and Hashera. He says by Esrig it's not Shaykh. It's not Shaykh to be Machsherit because it's also Bachila anyway. But here, Be'etzem, it's Shaykh to be Machsherit, is the Chsaron of Lachem. So you need to see Mefti Shira. Everything needs Lachem. But you wouldn't have to come on to Ketusi Mefti Shira only by Lulav, not by Esrig. So to resolve these problems, the Beis Halevi is matzdik the yisoid of the Nesivos. It doesn't agree with Nesivos totally on everything Nesivos says, but the basic yisoid of the Nesivos he agrees. Nesivos says that Yisuri HaNoah are not like Hefker, the way we learn Pashit. The way we learn Pashit, they're like Hefker. says, they're not like Hefker. They're like an Aveda from which the Bailam Amiyayish. Let's say a person loses an Aveda and he's Miyayish, he gives up hope. The Aveda right now is sitting somewhere on the sidewalk outside. He's Miyayish. Is it his object? It's his object. Is anybody allowed to take it? Yes. See, Yiyush, you have Eichetimtza, where both are true. If you lose something and you're Miyayish, then say it's true that it's yours. It's Lachem. It's yours. And say it's true that anybody can come and take it. So Zokta Nesivis, when you have something that's Yisurei Hanah, that's Oseh B'Hanah, it's taka true, anyone's allowed to take it, like it says by Shara HaNiskal, let's say by Shara HaNiskal, that anybody who wants can come and take the Shara HaNiskal. It's true, but that doesn't mean it's not yours. It's yours until somebody's going to come and take it. It applies to Yush. Which rather helps the sugya anyway, because of the kasha that l'chayre, the whole Shara HaNiskal is only Surya Anah B'Tos. But if the longest is that because the owner was Miyayish, so the owner was Miyayish, I'll come now to a question of whether Yish B'Tos is a Yish. But the fact that the Pesach of Surya Anah is B'Tos won't matter, because B'Poyel there was a Yish. If somebody has Surya Anah, he has a Yish from owning it, from having any use of it. In fact, you could say it's a Yish and a Chinami, but if you have to come on saying that it's a Hefker which is Chal, not because Amiyayish, but it's a sort of Hefker is Chal Manashamayim, so then if it's Vitas, why is it Chal Manashamayim? If it's because of my Yish, then it's good. To say Yish, you don't have to come on to anything. If you want to explain Yish, it's good. What we're trying to say is that it's not Hefker. Trying to twice. What we need to do is find a chetimtza that it should be not hefker and it should have a din of yish b'ayin.
But yish should be kind of the
item. But do you find it? Is it just right? Yish requires a kinyan, but so does hefker.
No, I'm saying the owner. The owner finds his own chetim.
He doesn't need to make a new kinyan.
So here, one says it goes and says that it's not a problem.
Even if he's aware of it.
Right.
If he's aware of it.
Else,
you have to look up the Gemara. There may be an Afghanita between two of his parents. Well, no, we want it to be his because we want it to the Magen Avraham. The whole thing we're trying to do is that it is Lachem. We're saying the Magen Avraham is right, it's Lachem. And Tosfos and Kedushin is right, it's yours. Everybody's right, it's yours. But the Gemara says anybody can come and take it. That's also correct. Because Yiyush is a Hechetimtza where you have an in-between status where, now it's not Yiyush necessarily because the person was Miyayish. It becomes Yiyush, Apitin it becomes Yiyush. It becomes, it's a gather of Hefka, that's Betaris Yiyush, which is... But then the status is that it's mine. Why do I have to make a new kinyan? If it's mine, lehilchus lulav. If it's mine, lehilchus lulav. So why do I have to make a new kinyan? But once Besdin goes back on that psak, why is it should be automatic? How does it answer the first case? Chum spishus
rabbin. What's unlocked by Yish? If you have comments that you lost, and all of us with Yish, whatever you didn't do here, you didn't do a bit.
The Gemara says that if it's that's called Shalai Veina Bishusa. So the Gemara says that if it's Shalai Veina Bishusa, that there's also Bayer Abayimata. Yeah, it's a Riboy. So, how's it help by Chometz? How's it help? How's Beis Halevi? How's the Nesivus is the side that the Beis Halevi chaps onto? Has it helped chametz? Shnei dvarim einu b'shusai shaladim. If it's well, it's considered shalai v'einu b'shusai. Vasana kasaf kiloi b'shusai. Maybe hagufa. Really, it would only be right to be ivran chametz if it's shalai u'b'shusai. Right? The difference is shalai and b'shusai we had in Pesachim. If a guy steals something from me, so it's shalai, it's mine, but it's not in my rishus. The ganav, it's not his, but it's in his rishus. Rishus means under his control. Chametz is considered to be shalai of a person, but ain't a b'shusai. V'asana kasa kilai b'shusai. Dice dice. V'asana kasa kilai b'shusai. Kilo, it's fully his. Yaiva b'ai rabai imatei. Ha-shalai, kilo, would be shalai b'shusai. That's the way the Beis Halevi have to teach. Makaponim, the Beis Halevi, this is the aside of the Beis Halevi, that it's not truly suri anah, the way we say always, it's not shayach b'ailus. It is shayach b'ailus. It's just not shayach a bailus that prevents other people from taking it. Other people can come and take it. Lamaisa, the Beis Halevi doesn't bring our sugya, but l'chayra, our sugya is a hechmer. If you hold, as we're naming on, that the get has to belong to the Baal HaShtar, so according to the Beis Halevi, right, it's good that right, it's good that the shtar kiddushin, even though it's written on Isuri Anah, the reason that the shtar gittin has is the get that's written on Isuri Anah. Why is it good? Because it is shalai of the Bible. For all practical purposes, it's not shalai because other people can take it. But technically, it's still shalai. It's shayach b'ayilus. And Lamai said that would answer the difficulty that we had with the shtar kiddushin.
So this is, what? In the case of kiddushin, where he went and he was a kaddish, a woman with this about how is she kind of?
How is she going to be kindness? You'll have to have come on by it again to the scene, you mean? I mean, say kaddish, we have it by
getting his ownership of it, and how do we help her ownership of it?
No, but you can't be makni surya. No, that was the whole place of kasha that by getting you can't give. Rabbi Kedushin, could you give? So I think there's the there's a Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech says that as a cler in Kedushin, if something has no value to the giver, but has value to the receiver, if the isha, he's saying if the isha is someone, he's talking a case where the isha is a chaylanis. That she's allowed to have anav, shalai k'derech anav, and misurah. Is it a good kiddushin because it's shayfa to get it? Now, if he moves that into Tosis, I don't know, if it's Tosis Lash, it's definitely involved. But in such a case, with Tahar, she would have a hetet to have anav, it would be shayfa to shayfa to. Okay, Al Kaponim, let's get back now to our Gemara on the Yom Beis. The Gemara has a shayla, which Tosis says is similar to the Suri Anah shayla. Boimine. Why did they rob him of that? Because of law get al tas shel zav v'amar la v'skabli gitech v'skabli k'suvaseh. Now, okay, for once we have a Gemara. The only difficulty is what was the shayla? So it's pashut. He wrote a get on tas shel zav, which is worth whatever the value of k'suv is, and he gives it to her, and he says, "I'm doing both in one shot. You should take the ged, you should take the ksuva, mahu amalei, niskab lo kitav, niskab lo ksuvas." Is there any problem with this? Well, what's it said? It shouldn't be good. Why shouldn't it be good? Why should it be not good? I give a woman, adarabba, the man's a tzaddik, he's giving the ksuva right away with the ged. Huh? She chose to hold it forever. A woman gets a ged. She doesn't have to hold the ged forever. If a raya should want to hold on to it, she doesn't have to. She has eidim. Well, what's it said? What's it said if I care? I said that it seems from the Rashba, it seems that that's part of the Nida in here. The Nida in here is what? We'll see the Rashi in a second. The question is, how do you understand the get? Does the get have to have a piece of paper? Or is the piece of paper just because you can't write words without a piece of paper. When I say paper, I don't mean paper. I mean, the Ramesh has a tshuva. If a sukkah has to have a floor, we all know sukkah has to have schach. We know sukkah has to have walls. So Ramesh has a tshuva. Does a sukkah have to have a floor? This came out in the nafka mina, because without a floor, you can't have a sukkah anyway. Where are you going to stand? Right? But in Lamdis, he says, does a sukkah have to have a floor? It's just hey, to have a sukkah, you have to have a floor.
One beam.
Huh? What?
One beam.
What do you mean one beam?
You have on tall stilts, and you're all the way off on a beam.
It's not going to help you, because the beam is the floor, and where there's no beam...
No, but the beam...
But then the walls don't reach to the karka. The walls have to reach to the karka. It's in the walls, the walls have to reach to the floor. Yeah, it's a mechitza tluya. What's my term? Yehuda, you mean? He says mechitza tluya. In Afghanistan, if you build a sukkah on the moon. But then I don't mean to paskin the din of a sukkah. I mean to say the same shaila as by a get. By a get, you have to have a writing surface because it's a din that a get has to be written on something. Or it's just a hechetemsa. The get, you have to have the words of the get. So lamaisa, why do you have to have a surface? Because you have to have a surface. Let's say there would be a liyatzur a shaychus of oisyes parachas ta'avir. We shouldn't talk about the lashon. Rashi uses the lashon of oisyes parachas ta'avir. If you would have letters somehow that you begarish a woman, is that a good get or not? L'chayra, that should be the issue here. I'm writing a get on a tashel zav. I'm giving it to the woman. What am I giving her? I'm giving her words plus haksuba. I'm giving her Isis plus haksuba. The way I would learn the Gemara Pashit, I would say, that's the Gemara Shaila. Is it okay if I figure out a way to give her words on something which the thing that it's on she's entitled to anyway? So I'm not giving her any nayar really. I'm not really giving her paper. Is that good? Or does get require that there be a chafetz of get besides the ink of the letters or the etching of the letters? There be a mamashis of a get. If you hold it, it has to be a dover mamashi in the get itself. So then this wouldn't be good. Because there is no dover mamashi. And I would learn this Gemara, the Pashtus. The Gemara is answering that oisis perches ba'avir. Oh, fine, there's no problem. As long as I find a word to give her the word, a way to give her the words, it's good. So I write it at Tashel Zav, there's no problem. This is the way I would learn the Gemara Pashup Shat. Just to give it a name, probably the Meiri seems to have learned this way. The Taz seems to have learned this way. However, the Rajba says Beferish that it can't be. The Rajba is a Kasha. He says, how could this be a good get? It's Isis Parchas Ba'avir. What are you giving her? The Tashel's off, she's getting out Ksuba. So what are you giving her? You're giving her words that are not attached to anything. So the Rashmi is, why is it a kosher? Why is it kosher? Why is this a kosher get? You're not giving her a get? You're giving her words? So you see, the Rashmi looks at it that the words are words, and the Tashel's off is a Ksuba, and somehow it's Isis Parchas Ba'avir, and the Tashel's off, and it can't be. A get has to have a mamashis of a get. And therefore the Rashba learns, on the Chiddush de Kipshat in the Gemara, the Rashba learns that when you give a woman a tashel zav with a get, the tashel zav is the get. It's ke'ilu, you made it tonight. Al minas shetimchali liksuvasech. When you give a woman a tashel zav etched on or written on words of a get, it's ki'ilu, you're giving her a get, al-minas, that you should be ma'achal l'ksuba, and that's how it works. And that's the way the Beis Shmuel and the Chalkis Mechaikik and Shulchan Aruch explain this din. Yeah, you learn this Gemara, you never dream of learning the Gemara this way. The pshat in the Gemara is, when you give an isha a tashel zav with a get etched on it, it's ki'ilu, you made it tonight, and you said to her, I'm giving you this get, and the tashel zav is the guf haget, and it's amenas that you should be mindful to me the money I owe you for ksuva in exchange for the value of this gold. That's how the Rashba learns. Now what do you say? If I would suggest such a pshat, you would say that's pshat in the Gemara. You learned the Gemara. That's how you learned the Gemara. Look at the Gemara. The Rashba's learning. Kasav legera tashozav. Amas kabli gitech vihis kabli ksuvase. His kabli ksuvase. Mahu. His kabli ksuvase means a tenayish mivach b'ksuvah. So the Taz, he asks on the Rashba, he says, why was bothering him? So he says, what was bothering him that he came up with such a pshat? What? It's not simple taich in the Gemara. So what was bothering him? Clearly what was bothering the Rashba was that he holds you have to have a guf haget. You have to have an object of a get. It can't be just Isis Parchas Ba'avir. It can't be just letters. There has to be a guf haget. There has to be a chefetz of a get. That's a chiddush. Where does the Rashba know it's from? He knows it from the next line in the Gemara, which we'll see in a minute. But that's the chiddush of the Rashba. That the paper of a get, the surface, the writing surface of a get, is not a hechetimtza. It's a din. There has to be a writing surface of a get. So Mela can't be a ksuba. What's wrong if it doubles up as a get and a ksuba? I don't know. What's the problem? Why can't it serve two purposes, to be Sai ksuba and Sai a get? It's interesting, we had a chesam at Bays, you could write a get shichur, in the same shtar that you write a shtar kenyan. Right? You write to an eved, atzmuchav in the chosai k'du yalach. So the paper is a get, and the paper is also shtar kenyan. Is it a stira? It's not a stira. It could be two things. A sefer Torah, we had the same thing. A sefer Torah, you give a sefer Torah, but Torah is get. It could be a sefer Torah, it could be a get. So why can't it be a ksuba and a get? Why didn't the Rashba let that it should be both? Yeah. Same question. What does this mean? The top Taisvis also seems to have been bothered. Taisus says, what's the Gemara Shaila? Kasei Asuri, I'm not kosher. So you don't need a writing surface. Hayda v'shem diyav lamia, kol haget. Whatever there is, you're giving. I'm l'ach l'ay b'lay l'ay b'tayas b'rayim. Taisus doesn't explain what the start of Taisus b'rayim is. At least the Taz is the kasha. And it appears that the Niri learned differently. I would think any Rishi that didn't explain the Rashba, they're all arguing with the Rashba. The Rashba is a chiddush. Well, be an afkamina with the Rashba. What's the difference the Rashba's hesber or again? You give her a tashel zav. The Rashba says it's amin las. You should be michael the ksuma. The other way to learn is you give a tashel zav. It's bad some good. No, be an afkamina. Huh? The Beishmul says be an afkamina. If you give a bal karcha, she doesn't want it. She's not masking. She doesn't want to be Megureshes. Could you give it Bal Karcha? So before the Rashba, the way we learn Pashit, or call the Miri's chat, the way we learn Pashit, why not? You give her a get Bal Karcha. You could pay up a Chai Bal Karcha too. You give her a Ksuba Bal Karcha too. But the get is certainly a good get. So if the Beis Shmuel, but according to the Rashba, this only works because she's masking to be Michael the Ksuba. She says, "Amenasha timchali ksuvaseh." So therefore, if she's not masking, it wouldn't be good. It has to be biyadiyasa. It can't be balkarka. The Taz says the same afkamina. So that would be one afkamina. If you give balkarka, what would be equated to the Rashba if you give it to a balkarka? What does he mean? Let's say you go to an isha balkarka. You say, I'm giving you this get on the Tashel Zav. I'm an Asya Michael de Ksuba. And she's not masking. And you give it to her. Is it a get? Now, what do you think? Huh? It's a good get or it's not a good get? She gets to be Michael tomorrow.
It's older, but is that all the proper.
So the lashon of the Beis Shmuel is mashma that if you did it, she's not masking, it's not a get. The Torah's Gittin says, no, it would be a good get. Because you didn't make it tonight kafah. You're missing Dine Tanai. It's, one second, he says that you're missing Dine Tanai. Just the Piroik Suba aspect, she's not masking, so we have to deal with it. She wasn't masking with Michael Ben Suba. So we have to deal with it, but the get is a good get. That's what Teres Gittin says. Now, what Akiva started to ask is true. We said a few times that if, when do you need it tonight? Only if you say it tonight. If you speak out of tonight, you have to do it tonight. Kafel, all the dinay tonight. When something is understood, it's not spoken out, every umdina doesn't need tonight kafel. Pashtus, the Rashi doesn't mean they spoke out of tonight. The Rashi means if you go over to a woman, you tell the woman, that it's understood that it means that in exchange shinish she's by the fact that Teres Gittin says you need it to write kafel seems to be a big chiddush. The pashas of the Beis Shmuel and the Taz is that you don't need it to write kafel, so it works for Teres on dinner, but it works the way the Rashba learned that oisis parchas ba'avir don't work, and that's why it's not good. This is the way the Rashba learned. The Rashba,
you know,
the Gemara doesn't mean it yet. The people still have to do it.
Yeah.
He didn't even have a Tanai Shega Kafel. He always said, no, Shulchan Aruch doesn't mean he said Amanas. When the Beis Shmuel and the, if he said Amanas, there wouldn't be any machlokes to Rashba and anybody else. The Rashba is not going to Chiddush. If they spoke out Amanas, what the Rashba say, Kasher Segetaret. If they spoke it out. The next case in the Gemara will be totally in this too. Eisvei is kabli giter v'ashar l'ksuvaser. Is kabli giter v'ashar l'ksuvaser. Tamid ikashar l'kashar loy. I don't know who adin. I forgot the lekashar. How come Hashem? I forgot the ikashar. Yom loy in iloy loy. By time I've heard him guilty. The next case, Tana Rabbanim. How is a giter v'anayir shali in a mekureshes? Why not? Why is it a good get? Huh? So Rashi says, well, you have Lamidi. 1 minute, there's a good Nesina. He put it in her hand. It's not hers. So we have to deal with it. The Tzai says it doesn't have to be hers. So he needs a nice Nesina. I'm going to have to deal with the Ketzais, but it's Ketzais, this is a major problem, which Ketzais himself brings up. But let's ignore the Ketzais for a minute, who says all you need is a Nesina, not a Aknah. But if you hold, let's say you hold you need a Kinyan, the Pashtus by a get, you have to give it to the woman. I say, how is it Kita Fanaya Shali? It's no good. Why is it no good? So it's Rashi, there's no Aknah. What am I makna to her? I'm not be makna the words to her. I'm not saying the ink is mine, it could be hers. Huh? What? I'm giving, well, that's the result. She gets her ishes back. But I have to give her a get to get her ishes back. But if I can give her the words. Vaita, it's like the Rashba. This is the Mekar, the Rashba. The giving words is not good enough. There has to be a mamashis haget besides the ink. The ink is not adequate. There has to be a mamashis haget. However, the Rambam argues here with Rashi. The Rambam says, why is it no good? How is it Gita Fanaya Shavi? Why is it no good? The Rambam learns, he says, because Sard increases. Sard increases means if you give a woman a get, and it's Agida Gabe, it still has a shaykhis to the man. It's not a get. Right, if a man gives a woman a get and there's a string attached to the get and he can pull it any time and pull it back, that's not a get. It's like Gidah Gabay, it's not a shachas to him. The Rambam learns that Hariz Agita financially is no good. Why? Because Agidah Gabay, the get, the krisis means is totally a safer krisis, has to be separated from him. Calls a man, he has a tfiyah on the paper of the get, it's sorry in krisis, and it's no good. So the Rambam didn't learn like Rashi that the chesaron is you're not giving her anything. The chesaron is by a separate din of krisos. Vice dies, the Rambam holds that if you give oisius, be'etzem, it's good. Be'etzem, if I could find a way to give a woman a get, a flying letters, of letters that are without a surface, it would be good, the Rambam holds. Just the Chsar Sefer Krisus, but otherwise that actually would work. Chsar Nezegina Gadeh. So here we have two Mahalchim in Ayashali. Rashi is not only Rashi, but most Rishayim, Rashi, the Rosh, the Rab, all say, Loyav Lamidi, you have to give her the paper of the get. Against the Rambam holds, you don't have to give the paper to get. You only have to give the letters. You don't have to give the words. Sarn of Gagina Gavei is a separate halacha that its sarn increases. Those two pshatim would be Lishitasam. And the Machlaik is the Miri and the Rashba, the two shitas would have to follow. Then if you hold by Kashal Zav, like the Rashba's finish, it's a Mechila. So Isis Parchas Bavra, no good. That fits with Rashi and the Rash. But if you learn, like the Rambam, that Isis Parchas Ba'avir, Be'etzem are a good get, then the case of writing a get on a Tashal Zav and giving it to a woman, of course it's good. Why shouldn't it be good? You don't have to come out to the Rashba that's Ki'ilu, you made it tonight, Ki'ilu Nimcha. There's nothing with it tonight, Ki'ilu Nimcha. It's Be'etzem good because it's because a get is Isis. And Isis, if you find a way to give Isis, it's good. So it comes out that we have here two Mahalchim in both Gemaras. And two Mahalchim in Naya Shali. We're going to try to do tomorrow is to go back to the Ksais Navimulum. That's a very hard thing. Go back to the Navimulum Kufa Metesi Gimel, where he said that all you need is an Asina Saget. If all you need is an Asina, what's wrong with Naya Shali? This problem would be a problem only according to whom? Huh? This problem with the Ksais. Ksais said all you need is an Asina. So the kasha is, what's wrong with Anaya Shali? What's the answer? So like the Rambam, it's good. Because the Sarni is like, either got better. Like the Rashi, we're going to try to see if we can figure it out tomorrow.